From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for July 14th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Hour two of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, the checks and balances are critical as we back the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, the Bill of Rights, and most importantly, the checks and balances. Kirk Crosby's with me. Discussion of all things liberty. His website, localhoneyman.com. Raw honey delivered directly to your door. Learn more at localhoneyman.com or text or call 801-669-2211 or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Welcome back, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome. We talked yesterday, second hour, quite a bit about the new media opportunities via Mike Lindell in his frankspeech.com platform and how the new media is taking center stage and more and more and more. They cannot ignore us. There's a lot of new media offerings that are really encouraging. We're excited about that. We talked about vote fraud. We talked about Sidney Powell and Mike Lindell and many others highlighting it. We didn't get a chance to get to this article that I wanted to get to, which I think is very good. Mike Lindell's Cyber Symposium is scheduled for August the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, a Republican stronghold. Mark Schlindau, I think is how you say his name, is the author of the article. And Mike Lindell says that this Cyber Symposium will be the answer to the election fraud reality. Now, yesterday we talked in detail about these packet capturing realities that Mike Lindell has been able to work on and have evidence of. What are we saying? We're saying that packets across the internet have all kinds of information in layers about where they came from, the time, the date, what systems and servers they went through, locations, etc. In other words, the whole routing is added as it goes along and then taken off as it arrives. It's encoded and decoded. Anyway, these real-time, is the point, packets are what Mike Lindell and others have been able to use packet sniffers and catch, proving that there was vote fraud, proving that, hey, these voting machines and these tabulation machines and everything else were literally communicating with communist systems. And the question is, who, why, how, where, what, etc. That's what this symposium is going to be all about, right, Kurt?
You hit it on the nose, Sam. Good work. Right on target, as far as I can understand. Mike Lindell says he's reserved 1,000 hotel rooms. You know, that's 1,000 rooms in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as far as I understand, August 10th through the 12th. So a little less than a month away. You've got representatives from as many as six countries, as far as I understand, according to the
article. And when we say representatives, we're talking about not only representatives of the country, but we're talking about digital cyber experts from those countries as well, right?
That's what I understand. It says cybersecurity experts from at least six other countries will attend the August 10th to 12th event. Lindell firmly believes that Trump will be reinstated as president via one of three legal avenues. He made this announcement on what's called the War Room podcast with Steve Bannon. If you're not familiar with Mr. Steve Bannon, he's one of the Trump insiders from the early days who, you know, was basically beat up and gone after big time by the insider media, which tells me he's probably a pretty good guy. And I kind of wish it weren't that way, but that's, I remember in the early days of this whole thing with Sam and I, one of our, I guess you could say mentors at the time says, if you're catching flack, you're right on target. And
amen to that. So he was on the War Room on July 3rd, right?
Yes. And then on what's called Brannon House, the guy's name is, I think that's his name, Brannon.
That's right, Brannon House Live. Yes, sir.
Very good. And that's, you can watch that on the Frank Speech. When you go there, frankspeech.com, they have what's called live, Lindell TV. And right now, when I flip there, you know, you'll see War Room, Pandemic, etc. And it's Mike Lindell's effort to do what you've taught us forever, Sam, and that is, you know, the phrase, he who owns the media makes the rules. This guy's been taught that simply by basically being censored and blacked out by the establishment media. So he didn't just, you know, run away and give up or join them. He's basically done what you suggested, start our own, and he's going to work on it, isn't he?
And here's what I find impressive. So Mike Lindell being shut down by the mainstream press virtually 100%, I mean, a blackout. But because of War Room with Steve Bannon and because of Brannon House Live, he was able to basically get on his own media outlet, partnering with these newscasters to tell the tale on July 3rd and July 4th. And this is why we say to you, ladies and gentlemen, it's so critical of what news you listen to. If you listen to us, you're going to get the story because we're willing to partner with them. We're willing to tell their side of the story, okay? Others aren't, but you listen to Liberty Roundtable Live, or you listen to Brannon, or you listen to Steve Bannon or others, you know, you can get this information before it was shut down. But now Trump can get out information via these networks, and so can Steve Bannon, so can Brannon House, so can Mike Lindell and others. Now, Mike Lindell further claims, in truth, that Trump beat Biden 80 to 68 million among legitimate registered voters. That's a huge difference. That's over 12 million votes different. Now, they can commit fraud with that kind of a disparity. It is shocking, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam, and it's so vital. You know, I remember the phrase years ago that I can't remember exactly who said it, but the phrase was, in America, we typically change power based on ballots, not on bullets. In other countries, many times it's based on bullets, you know, and we don't really want it. We want to avoid violence and that kind of thing. And so that's why, to me, this whole issue, the issue of the, well, the honesty or integrity of the vote is so, so critical. It's basically, it's the issue of being able to maintain some kind of society, if you will, or basically moving into the ways that so many other countries have changed power, and that is whoever's got more guns and is willing to use them, they can take out whoever they want, and then they can install themselves. So, you know, in this case, he in this article that you mentioned, Sam, by this guy named Mark Schwindau, I guess is how you say it, I'm not exactly sure, but he says, you know, he's reserved ample hotel rooms, and when I listened to Mike Lindell, he says about 1,000 rooms all around this area to house these cybersecurity experts, politicians, and members of the news media. Thus, when I heard that, I thought, man, it's I don't know exactly what the drive is from where we are to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, but it's probably within doing, you know, the article continues, it says, his concern is others who oppose him may, and that's a big word I think here, try to sabotage his efforts to hold this event. Fraudulent journalists
have made fake news claims. It's just over 1,000 miles from where we are today, Kurt.
Very good, Sam. So, you know, I mean, that's a pretty good little hike, I guess you could say. But
yes, it is. But a well worth it one, I might add, though. Now, Lindell basically says that, hey, he's going to give you the venue at a future date. And there's a reason that he's holding off on telling you exactly where the venue will be, Kurt.
Well, and that was so that they could secure those hotel rooms and that kind of thing, and make sure they had the security and everything in place. So these things, Mike Lindell is, he's got a great track record, Sam. And I know some might point to a few little things in his past, but you look at what he has done business-wise, et cetera, with this company of his, and then how he continues, even in the face of $1 billion-plus lawsuits from big entities that so many others, whether it's Fox News or so many other big players, have just wilted in the, in the face of these so-called lawsuits. He calls them lawfare, like warfare. Mike Lindell calls this kind of stuff lawfare.
Yeah, it's intimidation by lawfare, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolute obliteration of the rule of law as they use lawfare. It's kind of like InfoWars. It's law wars going on is the point, and it's well taken. The reason Mike Lindell won't deliver the venue of where it's exactly going to be at right now, he doesn't want others to shut down and sabotage the event before it even gets off the ground. We'll talk more about it in seconds. Kurt Cosby with me. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
There's a lot to this Mike Lindell Cyber Symposium, ladies and gentlemen. He basically says he doesn't want to tell you the exact venue yet. All right? The event is scheduled for August 10th, 11th, and 12th in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He doesn't want to give the exact venue because there's going to be people that will try to sabotage the whole event. I'll give you an example to make the point. Claims by Bill Barr in the mainstream press said there are no election fraud. The problem is, they're void of any proof to substantiate their claims, ladies and gentlemen. That's the problem with it, right? Now, understand, this issue is very serious. The courts have not been willing to even look at this. All right? When asked to show documentation to prove Mike Lindell's claims to be false, or asked to investigate the claims, they offer nothing. So these people who claim Mike Lindell's full of baloney and doesn't have any evidence, They won't let him even show his evidence. But yet when we say, where's the proof that he's not right, they don't have it. All right, during a Saturday session of War Room, that's Steve Bannon's show, if you will, everyone has been coming up to Lindell. Now, I find this really intriguing, Kurt. Everyone comes up to Lindell saying, you're our hope, you're our answer, you're our future. And then Mike Lindell says this, I'm thinking to myself, you know, God provided me with a great platform for times such as these. That's how I see it. Lindell feels humbled and blessed by the public of outpouring he's received. This is the guy that points it to God, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And he's quoting there, Sam. I believe it sounds almost exactly like it, but it sounds like he's quoting, is it, it's not Ruth, but it's, which one is the lady that was going to the great, you know, she was replacing the queen that was, you know, sent out, and then she was a Jew herself, and she was representing her people. I'm trying to remember that story in the Bible, but, you know, where
yeah,
she
not
says,
Ruth.
For such, no, it isn't, but I'm just trying to remember.
It's anyway, Queen Esther,
lady,
my friend.
That's right, good. And so he says, you know, God provided me with a great platform for such a time as this. And that's the phrase that you'll find that she said. And he says, and that's how I see it. And the article says, Lindell feels humbled and blessed by the public outpouring of support he has received. And, you know, it's certainly, some would say, well, you know, I haven't even heard about this. You know, how come I haven't heard about this?
Yeah, if
this?
That's not positive proof there's something wrong here, then I don't know what is. Why haven't you even heard about it? Even if they disagree, why won't they report the news? Look,
well,
look at the who,
exactly
what, when,
right.
Where, why of the story, Kurt. Who, Mike Lindell. Where, well, in South Dakota. When, August 10th, 11th, and 12th. What? Vote fraud allegations. Why? Because they believe there was vote fraud and they have a story to tell. Lindell said, we're going to show you everything. We're going to reveal it all. And then Lindell basically says that the mainstream press is already criticizing him. Legal experts and the members of the media are already criticizing his efforts to have this public symposium at all. Why would they criticize it? Why wouldn't they just say, hey, we'll be there, we'll see your evidence?
Well, in my opinion, one of the key reasons they're going to either not say anything about it or they're going to criticize it is they're scared, Sam. They're scared because of one of the biggest things they're scared of is this thing called lawfare. And these guys, whether it's Dominion or so many others, they use these, in my opinion, wicked attorneys and courts, judges, and, you know, et cetera, to basically hush people up, to silence them, we've seen it. We remember the whole Seth Rich thing, right? I mean,
good point.
If you're not familiar with Seth Rich, you know, it's a great story, but, you know, Fox reported on it a little bit early. But then they were threatened with lawsuits. So they basically shut up about it and they just talk about something else. And that's what so many times these larger entities that have, quote, a lot to lose, if you will, they can be silenced simply by a threat of lawsuit. Don't you think, Sam?
I think without a doubt. And I think they've chilled people literally for years on this altar. It hasn't been called lawfare to this point. It hasn't been, so, you know, law, war law, whatever you want to call it. It hasn't been articulated to this point, but that's what we're having. Anytime the news media, for example, take Seth Rich. Anytime somebody had an alternative story on Seth Rich, we're going to sue your socks off. We're going to shut you down. Same thing with Sandy Hook. If you don't believe the Sandy Hook story, hey, Alex Jones got slaughtered over that. Sadly, now, was Alex Jones perfect in his reporting? I don't think so. But was he right on a lot of points? And there are a lot of concerns and a lot of questions? Absolutely. Well, same thing now. They want to basically prosecute anybody who doesn't back 100% global warming or climate change. They want to say climate change deniers ought to be arrested, kind of a thing. And they're literally becoming the thought police. They're out of control. And it's all this warfare that Mike Lindell speaks of, to where they're just silencing and shutting everybody up out of fear. Fear and intimidation, folks. Listen very carefully. When the government's afraid of the people, we have liberty. When the people are afraid of the government, we have tyranny. That smacks of this reality check that Mike Lindell is speaking out about very boldly. Lindell says, we're going to show you everything. We're going to reveal it all. Now, answering his critics, Lindell said that he will provide at least three ways that Trump can and should be reinstated according to the Constitution and the laws of our land. Lindell's proof of election fraud, if true, as he claims, would require action from the Supreme Court and military tribunals. Some are growing ever angrier about this, and they're demanding those who are paid to run this country do their jobs and keep their oaths of office. There's also concern that the Phoenix, Arizona vote count reality check will call a halt to the con game and blow this thing wide open, ladies and gentlemen. Defending the election will be almost impossible, ignoring election night fraud. This is serious, Kurt, and they can just laugh it off and ignore it. But it reminds me of the same COVID thing. We said that COVID possibly came from a Chinese lab. They laughed and said, whacked out conspiracy nuts. Not true. A year later, they admit, hey, it's a way more likely that it came from a lab than from some food market idea. And now they got caught lying. I mean, it goes over and over and over. Same with the January 6th fiasco. They at first said, oh, man, everybody's involved in an insurrection. Donald's the great insurrectionist. There's no charges against President Trump. That's all a lie. They knew. Let me say it again. They knew that they were literally laying crimes to the feet of President Trump, which he did not commit. They knew it and did it full well. And now evidence of that reality is coming out. Out of the 500 plus people arrested, nobody's been charged with treason. Nobody's been charged with an insurrection. Not even close. People are getting charged with disturbing the peace or goofy little tic-tac things that they're under intimidation to cop to try to make the government look like they have some goods on the people. This is serious, folks. And Lindell has said that other nations have concerns about foreign election interference in our 2020 election as well. He says, believe it or not, other journalists from outside of the United States are more accurate and more honest in their reporting, Kurt. That's something that we've documented for a long time as well.
Mm-hmm. Great point. And, you know, so much of it is, you know, I look there, Sam, and I mean, you mentioned Alex Jones. I look there on his website, Infowars.com. You know, you try to find cybersecurity, Cyber Symposium. You can find some entries for Lindell and that kind of thing. The last one that I could find was like 17 days ago. But you'd think this whole cyber symposium idea would certainly be something that Alex would want to cover. I simply would say maybe. I don't know. But, you know, I know lawsuits could be filed or could be threatened against even him. I know I used to look and try to find things on the Blaze. I don't seem to be able to find much about, you know, Lindell on there. I mean, I haven't heard Glenn Beck for a while, but I haven't been able to hear, at least when I have, any talk about the election and that kind of thing is just kind of gone, it seems like, Sam. And so, so much of this is there. Now, on the other hand, the One America News Network guys, I did see an interview done by them on Lindell TV, at least that's on that site. And I'm surprised that I can't find much on WND.com as well. So.
Well, it's hard to get information. We'll come back and talk about it more. Many Americans feel that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden taking money from China prior to the election shows collusion. That the Biden family and the president are compromised. Amen to that as well. Hang tight. More with Kurt in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hey, USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Demonstrators expressing solidarity with Cubans who waged a rare weekend of protests around their island nation shut down Miami's Palmetto Expressway Tuesday by mobbing onto the highway. An Iranian intelligence officer and three alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in Manhattan with plotting to kidnap journalist Masih Alanjad, a human rights activist from New York, to Iran. The FBI says the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. All targeted victims had been critical of Iran. The COVID-19 curve in the United States is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks. It's being driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an update on the Afghan-U.S. troop withdrawal. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Pentagon announced last week that the U.S. military has withdrawn more than 90% of its troops and equipment from Afghanistan. This comes roughly 2 months ahead of the deadline President Biden had set earlier this year for American troops to pull out of the nation's longest war. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton joins Fox News to discuss the consequences of the U.S. troop drawdown.
The Taliban's positions are advancing even faster than the Biden administration predicted a few months ago, and that's a grave concern for America's security. We have to remember that Afghanistan is where al-Qaeda launched the 9/11 attacks from.
Some Republicans have sharply criticized the withdrawal of all troops, arguing that zero presence of American soldiers will embolden the Taliban. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Lindell said we're going to reveal it all, show you everything. Claims by Bill Barr and the mainstream press that there was no election fraud don't have any evidence for their claims. Yeah, where's the proof that there's no election fraud? We have plenty of evidence and plenty of gaps and missteps that make us believe there's vote fraud. We will show you our proof that there was election fraud with laws broken, and then you can try to counter or explain away the evidence offered, they say. Attorney Sidney Powell has previously stated that Trump should be reinstated after evidence of election fraud with foreign interference being presented. And just because it hasn't been done before, that does not set a legal precedent that it shouldn't happen. It should happen. Our country is very experimental. And we should indeed do something about this once the proof is released. I agree with all that. Kurt ended the last segment saying, hey, a lot of these news organizations, people that we would think would be covering this, aren't. And Kurt wonders why. And I would say that I've got a little bit of a knowledge of reasons why. I reached out to Sidney Powell, you know, 5 or 10 times, and she doesn't respond to me to have her on. I don't know how to reach out to Mike Lindell. I'd love to have him on. I'd love to go to this event. Not sure how to get tickets or how to secure hotel rooms or all the things we would need. I don't know if a lot of the media people have tried and are given up. I don't know if there's an agenda, reason why they won't cover it. I don't know. But I know in my case, Kurt, I need money to go to cover this thing. It all costs money, folks. And I have to take off work every time I go anywhere because I got to support my family. I don't depend on your donations to support my family. Every donation you give us just helps us grow our presence in the media and cover very expensive costs. Nevertheless, I'd love to go to this event, but how do I put it together, Kurt? So that might be a little bit of an explanation of why they're not getting some of the coverage that I think they should get. I don't know if that's the reality for a lot of these broadcasters and news people, but I know it's some of it because I'm experiencing it myself. Kurt?
Great point, Sam. And, you know, I mean, we're simply not saying, hey, you know, just because we can't find it here on these sites where we would normally see it, like, for example, on the Epoch Times. I mean, typically they're pretty good size supporters of that kind of thing, although I have a hard time finding anything about, you know, the cyber symposium there. Now, you know, I mean, I think, at least I feel like these guys have great stuff typically and that kind of thing, but I'm not seeing much there about it. And yet, to me, I would say this is a pretty big news story, don't you think, Sam?
I think it's huge news, but here's the question, Kurt. So if I want to go now, I know it's in, you know, South Dakota, right? I know that it's in Sioux Falls, 1,000 miles away, so I've got to fly. I can book my flights, no problem. I'd love to go. How do I secure a hotel room? How do I get a hold of Mike Lindell and make sure that I've got a ticket to this thing? We're bona fide, certified media. We've been in it, this radio program. Liberty Roundtable Live has been in the media for 25 years. We owned a terrestrial FCC-licensed radio station for 10 of those years. We have been in the news. We broadcasted live from the Republican National Convention. We were broadcasted live from the Donald Trump inauguration. We certainly have enough credentials to get this done. I'm a well-known talk show host. Not trying to make myself more important than I am, but trying to develop credentials, because that's what it takes to become legitimate media and enter these venues sometimes. I've also built software for the radio industry. So I'm a well-known tech in the radio industry person, in addition to just being a talk show host and a radio network owner. I ran and engineered and built radio networks. So my credentials are there. If I don't have credentials to go, virtually nobody has credentials to go, Kurt, is my point. And I bring that up because how do I now take the next step then? If I'm going to cover this more, it requires the next steps. What do I do next?
It's a great point, you know, and as I look at frankspeech.com and, you know, there's a number of choices there. One is choose events.
Say that again. We lost you. Say it again.
Okay. One choice on frankspeech.com is events. And when you go there, you know, it just says more events coming soon. I think, you know, this has a lot to do with what we've experienced over time, Sam, and that is, hey, you do all that you can. You try to put everything together, but these guys have, I mean, there's a small group of guys that are working on this and probably doing the best they can, just like we do, and, you know, don't have it all together. Like if they were, I mean, you remember those events we'd put things on, Sam, with the CSPOA and the different things like that. And every so often, things didn't always work out perfectly for us, you know. And I wouldn't That's be surprised sure. if
it's hard,
this wasn't
you're right.
the same situation.
Now, I'll tell you this. This is interesting. You know, right when you were about to make your significant point, you cut out, Kurt. And so that's why I had you repeat it. The reason I'm bringing this up, though, is I had somebody email me. I don't know if they want their name mentioned, but they're a listener. And they basically said this. This has been happening occasionally on Patriot Radio for years, but here in 2021, it is, seems to be happening with ever-increasing frequency. It's happening in epic proportions. What am I talking about? Whenever a guest or a caller, or in our case a co-host, mentions a sensitive topic, and particularly when the guest or caller is trying to furnish real meat and potato information, there seems to be somehow a glitch. The line starts breaking up, gaps, garbled, but fades out. And then he says this, it's very frustrating out here in listener land, and especially when quite a bit of important information is missed. One has to wonder if the host is aware of this interference. Oftentimes, the host proceeds if they heard perfectly. They finish. Now, several things I know. I don't think there's one explanation for this. I'm just being candid in the media. I think a lot of times when a blip happens, but then the guest comes back or the caller comes back, oftentimes we just ignore it because we want the show to flow and move along and be steady. And so if there's a little blip missed, we feel like the information oftentimes gets repeated later or whatever else. And the blip, if you focus on it, just derails radio time, right? So sometimes we ignore it. Sometimes we ask for it to be repeated. So I don't know in every case what's going on. But there is no doubt that society is moving towards less and less reliable and stable technology. And I'll give you a quick example to prove the point. You know, we've moved to cell phones and audio over internet protocol, or VoIP is what they call it, voice over internet protocol, VoIP technology. And cell phone and VoIP technology is a lot less stable than the old landlines were. Now, I know it can produce better audio on occasion and all that kind of stuff, but it blips out a lot when people are on cell phones, when people are on the internet. There is dropouts and there are things, and I don't think that there's necessarily a tampering or meddling that makes that happen. Oftentimes, it's just the technologies used. And since I built audio over IP software, I happen to know a little bit about it, right? If you want to learn about my software, if you question my credentials, go to audiocompass.com and you can see what software program I've developed, okay? But I bring this up because I think a lot of it is legitimate, just the technologies we're using. The problem is hosts need to stop and have their guests repeat information. Sometimes the host may hear it fine, though. And the problem is somehow the stream that's being sent out to the public is what's being tampered with or having a problem, and the host isn't aware of it. So I think you've got all kinds of cases that are causing this problem. The caller's right, or the listener's right, that there's no doubt this is frustrating and problematic and only adds to the conspiracy questions that we have. Whenever there's a critical piece of information that's supposed to go out, blip, blah, 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 oh, we lost you. Okay, how often is that reality? And it's beyond a coincidence discussion is his point, and he's right as rain about that. So anyway, our prayers are that we can work with Mike Lindell and others, Steve Bannon and Brandon House and others to promote Lindell TV or frankspeech.com. I think they're both two sites to the same sources of information, I think. I would love to go, and I'd love to cover it, and I'd love to report on it. It's hard for me to travel everywhere because of funding. I'm just being candid and honest, folks. And it's hard for me to travel everywhere because, again, who do I get to hunt down how to get tickets for this? I mean, right now, I don't have a ticket, and which means I can't enter the venue, and I don't have a hotel room. Now, if I can get those two things nailed down, we can kind of assess our costs and see if we can go. I mean, if all of a sudden Mike Lindell says, yes, Sam, I got five tickets or whatever for you and your staff to attend, and I got a couple of hotel rooms, we'll even take care of the bill on your hotel rooms, well, now I'm going for sure. If they say hotel rooms are, you know, $600 a night, I'm going to struggle unless y'all donate a lot of money. Okay, so the reality is what I'm articulating to you. And I would love to go, and I'd love to cover this, Kurt. And so when we bring up other people aren't covering it, it's not hard to see why in some ways, because how do you get the information? I don't have time. I can work on 10 other stories or spend 5 hours on this one and come up empty-handed. That's part of the problem, whether they are doing their best or not. That's just the reality. Anyway, we'll come back and talk about that. And then there's an interesting headline from Donald Trump that we want to cover before the end of the hour with Kurt Crosby. LocalHoneyMan.com, his website, back in a flash on your radio.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not trying to attack anybody here, but I am trying to be frank about this, okay? If we're going to do frank speech, let's be frank, shall we? Mike Lindell literally promoting this symposium. But I type in Mike Lindell cyber symposium tickets. I don't know when I can or how I can get tickets. There's nothing on it. If you type that in, you get nothing. Mike Lindell, Cyber Symposium Tickets. So it's going to be very hard to have a big showing for this when no one knows how to get tickets and no one knows where it is. So it's very strange. I'm not downing them. Maybe that information will come quickly. I hope that it does. I hope that I can go and all that. But it seems very weird to me. We want to make this a huge push. We want to tell the whole world about this. It'll change the world, change history. But you don't know where to go, and you don't know how to get in. At some point, Kurt, that's a little strange to me.
Great point, Sam. Now, there's a couple of options. I thought it was interesting, though, by the way, you remember how many times we'd be together, and you'd have, like, three sets of headphones on, Sam? I don't really know how you do it, because you only have two ears, but, I mean...
I don't have a choice, you know?
You just put those different headphones on there so that you can hear the different things. Well, I was kind of doing the same thing. I only had two sets of headphones on. You know what I mean? Because I mean,
Kurt's getting there, ladies
and
gentlemen.
That's right. I could, you know, someday I'll grow up to be like you, Sam. But anyway, so I was doing the best I could to register at frankspeech.com. You know, there's a place there where you can... create an account, and I thought, well, maybe this is how, you know, I could get more info or whatever. But the problem is when I did all that it was, you know, told me to do, then it took me to a place and it said, hey, you know, this is not where you need to be. There's a problem with what you did or whatever. And so, you know, once again, it could be, Sam, it could be either, hey, Mike's doing all this stuff and it's just, you know, bogus. Or it could be that, you know, there's three possibilities, in my opinion. Either the one, you know, it's just leading us on. Or number two, they're suffering because they don't have everything done all the time and they're not, you know, as up to snuff. Or they might have opposition by, I mean, big operations like Google and Facebook.
And my experience says, Kurt, that one's probably not true. Two and three are very likely.
That's what I was thinking. It's kind of a combination of the second and third.
Well, let me give you an example to make the point. You know, I'm supposed to be at Freedom Fest next week, and I'm scrambling to get everything done that I need to do to go, and I'm having all kinds of problems. I was supposed to submit an ad, a document that was supposed to go in everybody's... I don't know what you call it. You get a bag when you go, you know, of all the different literature and the programs and the advertisements.
The handout bag, handout thing or something like
that. Yeah, there's a word for it, swag or whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. The problem is I'm supposed to get that to them. The problem is I've been so busy I haven't mailed it, and now I'm too late. So somebody would say I'm trying to sabotage the CSPOA. Not hardly. I just can't get to it. You say, well, what about the others in the mix? Well, Tanya is the other person in the mix, but she just had two back-to-back Sheriff's Organization events where they trained 50 public officials at each one, so over 100 public officials got trained last weekend. Richard's on the bus tour with Robert David Steele, and he's not able to get it done. And so we just don't have it done, but there's no conspiracy. We're just struggling. We just need more dollars to hire more people to help us, but we don't have the dollars, right? I can quit my full-time job, but then how do I support my family if I spend more time on it? So I get number two, and I believe number three, the sabotage, I think is true.
Good point.
We know that because we know Joe Arpaio, for example, had evidence on Barack's fake birth certificate. He got stymied at every turn. I had the inside scoop to that. I set up a forum for Mike, what's that guy's name? Zillow. Michael Zillow, I think is his name.
Yeah, maybe that's right.
Anyway. I can't remember, but he was the right-hand man. He was the right-hand man for Joe Arpaio to dig in and prove the vote fraud. Well, I set up for Mike Zullo to present to, what, like 200 sheriffs and public officials and everything else? I was on the inside on that one, folks. I know plenty about it. Okay? But I'm telling you, we still couldn't get the word out. We still got ignored and mocked and ridiculed and shut down. But we had no desire or attempt to spike it. I was the one that tried to promote it. For crying out loud. So there is sabotage that's reality. There's no doubt about that. If you don't believe me, just ask Ammon Bundy, who had his attorney tased in court, okay? If you don't believe me, just ask Ammon Bundy, who spent 2 years behind bars, and he's guilty of nothing. Okay, this is the kind of stuff we're dealing with, folks, and it's very, very tough. That's why your financial support is so vital, so helpful, so needful. All right, moving on, and we'll keep an eye on this Mike Lindell case, and if we can get tickets, we'll be there. If we can find a way to make it happen, we're going to do it. We'd love to cover it and love to support it to the best of our ability. I'll tell you that right now. But right now, I need to be able to secure a hotel room, and I need to be able to get tickets. Now, you could say, well, Sam, go try to get your own hotel room. I can try that. But if I don't have tickets to the event, going there in a hotel room is not going to help much. Okay, so I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just saying I want to go. What do I got to do to get to secure a ticket? Once I do that, I can start to make travel plans. I would love nothing more than to go there live and cover it and report on it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now, here's the headline from Donald Trump, and it's a very interesting one that I find compelling. Here it is. Donald Trump, quote, "Have you noticed that the radical left is admitting that I'm right, that I was right about everything they lied about before the election? I think this directly relates to Mike Lindell's point. Why did they lie about everything before the election? Now they're admitting Donald was correct and it's true. No apologies, mind you, but listen. Hydroxychloroquine works. The China virus came from a Chinese lab. Hunter Biden's laptop was real. Lafayette Square was not cleared for a photo op. The Russian bounty story was fake. We did produce vaccines by 2021. Yeah. In record time, he says, I might add. Now, I'm not liking that one, but it is something he accomplished and promised and completed that they mocked him for. Blue state lockdowns did not work. Schools should be opened. Critical race theory is a disaster for our schools and our country. Our southern border security program was unprecedentedly successful. The media and their Democrat partners spent years lying about me to the American people, but it turns out I was right all along. And I see no apologies, no retractions, no admitting. I think that Donald Trump is spot on that, Kurt.
Good point. And speaking of Donald Trump, the latest statement from DonaldJTrump.com, you know, that news desk you told me about, Sam, you know, it comes on the 12th, so today's the 14th, but it says, statement by him, hopefully American Republican patriots, he says, will primary the Rhino state senators in Michigan who refused to properly look into the election irregularities and fraud which took place in Detroit and much of the rest of Wayne County. In the 2020 presidential election, the challengers will have great and powerful MAGA support. They are now seeing the extent of what took place in the 2020 presidential election scam. Watch Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and more. Anyway, that's short and sweet. But
amen. You know, good for President Trump on that. I got an interesting final story that's good news, Kurt. This is an example to make my point. When we build our own institutions, we gain ground every time. All right, here's the headline. Christian hero, Nick Fujicic, I think is how you say his name. He's a Christian motivational speaker, Nick Fujicic. He's the founder of Ministry for Life Without Limbs, is now the target of an anti-Christian banking scandal. So here's what happened. They kicked him off of his bank and said he couldn't do banking information. He said, I got kicked out of a bank with no warning. It froze my credit cards. It froze my debit cards. It froze everything. They did a review of me as a client, and they don't want anything to do with me, so they flat out shut me down. Well, you want to know what he did, Kurt?
Well, yes.
Started a bank. Yeah. Christian hero, Nick Fujicic, canceled by bank, so he creates Own Pro-Life Bank.
Cool.
They don't want anything to do with me, he says. Bob Unruh with the story, WND.com. But this is, in my opinion, a real story to tell the tale of liberty. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. This guy got shut down by the banks. Now, most of us would wring our hands and go, the banks are liberal. Maybe we can go to the court and sue the bank. Maybe we can blah, 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 blah. And I always say, why don't you start your own if you don't like it? Why do we let all the banks be ran by the thugs and the liberals and the enemies? Why do we let all the media outlets be run by our enemies? Why do we let the schools? I can go on and on and on and on. Big business, why is it always ran by these whacked out extreme haters of all things pro-life and good and moral? Now, so I felt that way literally 25 plus years ago and started my own media company. And they can say, Sam, well, you're nobody. Fine, say what you want, but at least I keep my own advice. Okay, and I'm telling you right now, this guy, Nick, starting his own bank called the Pro-Life Bank, if Christians, if pro-life Americans, if liberty-loving folks support his bank, he'll be incredibly successful. We better build our own. We better not just whine and complain, oh, all the liberals own the banks. I wonder why. Oh, all the liberals own all the media. I wonder why. Okay, we need to put our money where our mouth is, ladies and gentlemen. We need to double down and get serious. And I hope that I have at least enough authority to speak on the subject, since that's what I've done with my money and my time for 25 plus years. Now, I'm not pitching me as a hero. What I'm pitching is the solution that this Nick guy is doubling down on, Kurt. It's the solution that matters. It isn't me. I'm just part of it. I'm grateful to be part of it. It isn't about me. It's about the solutions is the point, Kurt.
Great point, Sam. And going along with that, one more little statement from the 45th president of the United States. You mentioned CPAC the other day. He said he's got 98% approval rating at CPAC, the highest ever by far, a new record. And what it does is it doesn't really, put a star on President Trump. It does on his issues and his efforts. Like Ron Paul said years ago, freedom is popular, Sam, and people are interested in freedom, and all kinds of people are interested in that.
Yes. Now, this is another thing. You sent me a headline that confuses me further, Kurt. Mike Lindell to present evidence from experts at Cyber Forensic Symposium in July. I thought this thing was in August.
Well, that's right, and I think this is part of the whole, basically he said back in, I think it was June, that he was going to say in July when it was going to be, and so that might be part of that, or it might be part to the confusion, to confuse us more or whatever, but
the mainstream press is manipulating what, instead of saying there's an announcement in July about the event in August, maybe they're mixing it up, Kurt. Who knows?
Good point. Yeah, it sure is, right.
It wouldn't surprise me if that were intentional either.
Good point.
Anyway, we'll keep an eye on this ball. We'll try to create a stable, standard reporting mechanism on this. We'll do our best to get tickets and go and cover it to the best of our ability, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we will do. How's that for a commitment?
Very good, sir.
All right, Kurt. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Our website's localhoneyman.com, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. Donate liberally. God save the Republic.